This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, February 24th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. It may come to a vote soon. St. Louis County leaders deciding on spending more than $500,000 of RAM settlement money to pay for the April 8th elections.
Council Chair Rita Hurd-Days' proposal to use $530,000 of the settlement funds will be discussed at a meeting Tuesday afternoon. The council needs to pay for Proposition B, which will ask voters if the council should be able to fire department heads. The April 8th ballot also covers elected positions for the city of Baldwin. County Election Board Director Rick Stream tells the Post-Dispatch the money will pay for poll workers, the cost of renting polling places, and other expenses. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
In a KMOX follow-up on Friday, the Animal Protective Association gave control of the Olivet Animal Shelter back to St. Louis County.
But this comes after all of the APA volunteers wanted to continue working with the animals at the Olivet location. However, they are going to have to reapply for their jobs. Health Department Director Dr. Kanika Cunningham released a video a couple of weeks ago saying that this past Thursday, volunteers should fill out applications on the county's website. She calls it her new pilot program, but does not elaborate on how it differs from the APA.
I look forward to seeing your application and welcoming you to our team.
A document created by a health department employee had a whole plan for euthanizing all the animals if there were not sufficient county staffers. This is something the county said was a total lie until the Post-Dispatch produced a document. Then they said it will never happen. As of right now, it's not clear if there are any volunteers walking the animals, interacting with them, washing clothes, washing dishes. The APA's last day was Friday, and they were effective in making sure the shelter was nearly empty of all the animals before they left. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Doug Burris is set to take over as the new Commissioner of Corrections at the St. Louis City Justice Center. While he works to fix the facility's issues, can Burris repair the shaky relationship between the jail and the jail's oversight board?
Reverend Daryl Gray chairs the board. He tells KMOX he has already talked to Burris and supports him. Gray adds what the board wants to see most of all come when Burris takes over.
He and I talked about access. That has to be number one. We need access to complaints. Well, we need access to detainees.
Gray says this is imperative so they can ensure policies and procedures are followed properly. Gray adds they need to make sure the health and safety of detainees is a top priority. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
A man was struck and killed by a Metrolink train at the Civic Center station outside Enterprise Center around 9:30 Saturday night. Witnesses tell St. Louis City Police that a man stepped over the retaining wall and then stumbled onto the tracks. The area was busy as a hockey game and soccer game had just let out. The train was shut down until midnight.
Full speed ahead for majority Republicans on Capitol Hill this week.
We're going to keep working really hard in the Senate to make sure we deliver on President Trump's picks, make sure he has his team in place, and then also start to work on these priorities to deliver on behalf of the American people.
That's Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt, who says a confirmation vote is expected on Trump's choice for Solicitor General. John Sauer went to high school in St. Louis County, Priory, and previously served as Solicitor General of Missouri.
Governor Mike Kehoe, state lawmakers, and the Jackson County Legislature plan to get to work on finding a plan to keep the Kansas City Royals and Chiefs in Missouri. House Speaker Jonathan Patterson, a Republican from Lee's Summit, says a plan that the city, county, and state agree on is key for voters.
If we're going to realistically keep the Kansas City Chiefs, which I want to do, I think we will need to approve some sort of public funding. What number that is, that can be discussed. I want the Royals to stay in Missouri. But I think in terms of the public financing from Jackson County, I think that will be just for the Chiefs. I don't think the Royals even would want to go back to the ballot.
Patterson tells Missouri Net a county-level plan needs to happen before the state offers up a deal.
Drivers heading eastbound on I-70's Blanchett Bridge in St. Charles County will notice some lane reductions later this morning through March the 3rd. MoDOT says they're doing bridge repairs daily from 9 until 3, so the eastbound right lane and shoulder will be closed next weekend. The far two right lanes will be closed from Friday night until Monday morning the 3rd. From the KMOX Business Desk, more details about the Cordish Company's plans to make over the abandoned Millennium Hotel site downtown. Tomorrow, the Land Clearance for Redevelopment Authority, or LCRA, will consider a resolution designating Cordish as the official redeveloper. A 41-story residential tower called Riverline Apartments will include about 600 units, a 10-story office building called The Bluffs, a restaurant with viewing deck. According to the Business Journal, there's also an amphitheater, a food hall, a winter garden, event space, and a place to house the Gateway Arch National Park's archives.
Meanwhile, some details are emerging about one of the other bids for the redevelopment project. It called for a German village called King Louis Commons, 9 low-rise Bavarian-inspired buildings for retail and entertainment, and a 24-story residential tower with 2 breweries or beer halls as anchors of the complex. The bid was headed up by 26-year-old Evan Schick, who became frustrated with seeing the vacant property for so many years. He doesn't have a background in development, but teamed with Keat Properties, the group that did Olive Crossing in Olivet.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.